is WGXC 90.7 from the Hudson Studio in New York. I'm Nancy Marin, your host for the Social Graces Program. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol. Hi, Nan Marin here, and my guest today is Terry Buell, owner of the Mountain View Brasserie on Route 32 in Greenville. How are you doing today, Terry?
I'm good, Nan. Thank you for inviting me back.
I'm glad to have you back. I thought today that we would cover training your employees, customer service and manners, the importance of training your employees, customer service and manners.
Mm-hmm.
This was a headline that I saw when I was, writing my notes for the program today. Headline, March 2009. Pennsylvania training its state liquor store employees to be nicer. Pennsylvania invested $173,000 to train employees of its state-owned liquor and wine stores to be more polite. The Board of Directors of the Pennsylvania State Wine and Liquor Stores wants to make sure that the clerks are saying, listen to how simple this is. Hello, thank you, and come again to customers coming in for wine and liquor. It's just such a simple thing. They paid $173,000 to train all of their employees. Simple, basic manners toward the customers and customer service.
That does seem to be a very simple act, but I think it's money well spent, and sometimes you just need to do that. You need to teach people how to just be friendly.
Yes,
unfortunately,
that's right. Many businesses are lacking in the customer service department. You can have a fabulous little shop, but with the greatest products, but if your employees are not trained properly, that could be a real turnoff to people coming in for the first time and then they never come back.
That's right. First impressions are very, very important.
So, Terry, you've been in the restaurant business for how many years?
About 13 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I know that a lot of your staff have been there with you for many, many years.
Yes.
But if you did hire someone new, what kind of training do you give the new employee as far as customer service? Not just being a wait staff, but they probably have to have that already. But they could be a great wait person, but what about their manners and treating the customers?
Yes. What I do with my staff, and I have always done from the beginning, is I have handbooks that I have written. And this is for all staff, whether it be bus, kitchen, or wait staff. They're very to the point. These handbooks outline the history of our business, the policies that we uphold as a business, schedules staff are to abide by, salaries, uniforms, which include personal appearance. All of those things are outlined in the handbook. However, the most important item in that handbook is how to be courteous, dining room etiquette towards the guest, just basically. And again, the simplest little things make a big difference when you're dealing with the public, and it's not just with the restaurants, but it's in any kind of business where you're interacting with the public. And I feel it's important to have a handbook because, number one, it's in black and white. Everybody knows what the policies are. Everyone knows what's expected. And then we just kind of progress from there. Some of the things that I stress are number one, being courteous and have a smile on your face all the time. Just one smile makes such a big difference. Saying hello to people when they're waiting at the door. And of course, patience. Patience is a big thing. And the old adage that a customer is always right is, that's right. The customer is always right. And there's always a way to handle any situation nicely,
mm-hmm.
irregardless, you know, of what that situation might be. You know, it's just, and it does take practice sometimes for staff. It's important with new staff that you constantly are around to see how they interact. When there's an interaction that you might not approve of or could be handled differently, it needs to be handled immediately. So there are a lot of things that you need to do that you might not think are necessary, but again, it goes back to the simple courteous, being courteous and patient and kind.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot. It really does.
And I'm sure you've had to instruct your employees for maybe problems with someone who's not happy with their
mm-hmm.
meal.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
You
got
to look at that too.
Yeah.
How do you handle that in a professional way? Your staff has to be trained in what to do in those circumstances.
Yes.
Because you want, even though that customer may not be happy with something that's
right.
gone on,
mm-hmm.
you want them to come back. You don't want to lose them.
Yeah, of course. When we do have someone who's not happy for whatever reason, and those reasons vary. It could be the food. It could be where they're sitting. It could be noise around them. You know, there are a lot of different reasons. And as you had mentioned, it's very important that people be happy when they leave. And I have found that in training my staff, I think, because a lot of my staff has been with me a long time,
mm-hmm.
they get a sense as to when they've handled the situation and when I need to
step in.
Yeah, to step in. And I do that not only when someone might not be happy, but if somebody's having a hard time deciding on what wine to select or what the differences might be in the food. And another big item these days are different diets that we come across, like gluten-free diets, vegetarian diets, vegan diets. And, you know, the staff needs to be trained on how to address issues like that because they're serious issues and they need to be knowledgeable as what they're dealing with and the customer's needs that they're dealing with at the time.
Well, you've definitely done a great job because of the longevity of your business and retaining your employees, too. That mm-hmm. says a lot right there.
Yeah, we've had quite a few employees for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a customer who is satisfied with his or her experience with the company, including encountering polite assistance, they're likely to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if mm-hmm. they're tended to and taken care of, and they feel like they're respected and valuable, which is what all forms of business strive for is that repeat customer.
That's right.
You don't want them just to come in one time and walk out, so I'm never going there again, whether it's a gift shop, a hair salon, a restaurant.
That's right.
It doesn't
irregardless.
Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's universal if you have a business.
That's right. Yeah.
So when you're hiring a new employee, it's important to train the employees in proper customer service etiquette, and it's a very important part of the success of your business.
Mm-hmm. It's imperative. It really is. And I know even with the dining room staff, which includes wait staff and bus staff, but even the kitchen staff, if they're outside and they happen to come across a customer who might not know where to go into the building, mm-hmm. or might be having a problem finding a parking spot, mm-hmm. or you need to be courteous. You need to help people if they have a situation that they need help with. So it's everybody has to be conscious of the fact that you're there to serve and you do the best that you can, irregardless, of the situation.
So when you're talking with your newly hired employee, you do need to instruct that employee on how to treat each customer, because it's so important to the profitability, mm-hmm. and the endurance of your company that when customers are treated well, they'll usually return.
Yeah, that's right.
So what you want to do is make the customer feel valuable, and if he or she is welcomed properly and feels respected, that's part of customer service right there too.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, we get many requests concerning, different food items, and maybe a request to alter an item or change it somehow. And I've always told the staff, you never ever say no. You never say no to anyone. A nice response would be, I'll check on that for you. I'll see what we can do, but you never use the word no. Quite frankly, we pride ourselves on the fact that we are very flexible and we try to accommodate everyone as much as we possibly can. And I think that makes a big difference, mm-hmm. too.
So in your role, you don't do any of the cooking in the restaurant.
No.
You're the primary greeter and, hostess.
The front of the house person.
Yes.
Yeah, if I was cooking, we wouldn't have any business. That's for sure.
So with a lot of places, like I said, when you look at the large box stores, like Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart or whatever, some of the things, that we're talking about today that can't be possible with a large box store.
Yeah.
But I'm more focusing on the smaller shops that really, really have to be customer-oriented.
Yes, you have to be.
Because how many people in one day are you going to have come into your small,
right,
private shop that you have?
Yeah.
There's some really good shops along Warren Street that have excellent customer service. They know exactly when to greet you, but yet they don't linger around,
right,
you. People don't like that when they walk into a small shop.
Right.
They don't want anyone following them around. If you need help, they're there.
Yeah.
And they're attentive, but you don't want to be crowded by anybody. That's a turnoff too.
Right. Yeah.
I thought of the idea for this program because I myself have recently encountered an atrocious non-customer service event in a few local businesses in my small neck of the woods. I would never say who that was,
uh-huh.
but when someone walks into your shop, whether you're selling groceries or doodads or perfume or whatever, you really have to acknowledge that person.
Yes.
The minute they walk in the door, you say, hello.
Yep.
And may I help you find anything? No, I'm just browsing. I had an experience where I walked in. There were three or four employees talking, never turned their head to see who came into the door.
Yeah, I've experienced that myself
in
other places, yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes that the smaller businesses think, I know, but we have so many people come in here because they have to drive miles and miles away if they don't come here. So they don't really have to be mm-hmm. courteous and appreciative that they have
right,
a
which
customer.
Which is a mistake. Yeah.
It's a big mistake.
It is a mistake, yeah.
And employee behavior, your staff members should not engage overly in personal conversations while in the presence of customers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a no-no.
Right.
If you have some lull time and you there's nothing else to really do, that's fine if they talk. But if someone walks in, you need to acknowledge that
Absolutely.
Person.
And pay attention.
Ask if they need mm-hmm. any help. Don't hover around them. Any other ideas for a small shop? I can think of several on Warren that these people have been trained. They know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And those, guess what? Those are the same. I keep repeating, going to those
right.
businesses over and over again.
Yeah, and those are the businesses that are there for years. You know, they, and training employees, you just can't assume that people know how to be friendly, or you can't assume that they know how to greet guests. And if you have a particular style, a particular way that you want things done, you need to make that very clear, and just not take for granted that somebody's just going to smile when somebody walks in the door. And that's what I've always told my staff. No matter how bad of a day you've had at home, or unfortunately if something, you know, is not going on well at home, you need to always be friendly, smile. Even when you don't feel like it, you need to be that way.
Yes, and we all have days.
Absolutely.
Like
we all have
I'm
bad
sure
days.
You have to
yes.
put your smile yep. face on too.
Yes. We all have bad days, but yet when you're dealing with the public, you need to smile and not, you know, show what's going on within yourself or what you're involved in. But that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
It can make or break your business.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. you know, you could have a great product that
yeah.
you're selling,
mm-hmm.
but that's why it's so important. I think a lot of small businesses hire you know, let's say five people to help run their small shop. They know how to do the cash machine. Mm-hmm. They know the products. They can explain any of that. But I think that they need to be taught manners
right.
themselves
yeah.
so that they know how to treat the customers.
Yeah, yeah. That's very true. And it's funny because over the years with the staff that I've dealt with, and you know, you don't have to be the most perfect server. You don't have to be the most perfect bus person. All you just be friendly and that's really what people want. As you said, they want you to show them respect. They want you to be friendly and smile, and that just makes all the difference. It really does.
Not too long ago, I went into a restaurant with my daughter, and there wasn't anyone in there. I think we were there at an odd time. I mean, they were still open,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't exactly lunch or dinner. It was late lunch.
Kind of in between.
No one was in there. The staff, you know, sat us at a table, and we sat there for 10 minutes before we even got a glass of water. Am I being too picky?
No.
And I'm thinking, I don't think I'll go back here mm-hmm. again. This is inexcusable.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
No, I agree. I think 10 minutes to sit there without any kind of acknowledgement, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a long time.
We were seated, and then the waiter disappeared, and 10 minutes later we got our water, and then he walked away again, And there's no one in there. It wasn't like it was a bus, right. Hustle, bustle.
Right.
Yeah,
you right. If it had been busy, you could
understand
you could excuse
that.
It. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the time of the day that we went was not a busy time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's that's how I came up with the topic for today, was just a couple of things I've experienced recently that mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe we should talk about this. And
you know, it's funny because I like with the big box stores, and when they're dealing with so many employees, I don't know how they do it, because I know just with my small business and the fact that I just feel I need to be such a big part of it in order for my ideas and the way I want to do things are done. I just can't imagine when you're dealing with all those employees, how difficult it must be, you know, to have just the simplest things of people being friendly and greeting you at the door.
Yes. Well, yeah. I can't remember what show I did, and I can't even remember who my guest was, but we talked about Walmart was created in Arkansas, that's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, they always had a greeter at the door. Always had a greeter. So even though you have this, I don't know how many square foot,
right.
huge building, someone was at that door with the blue vest on.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for coming in. You know, I don't know. They can't have a one-on-one like a small little shop can.
Right.
But they had someone there. That's just a simple point I'm trying to make. Mm-hmm. It's very important to treat your customer well so that he or she will return.
Yeah,
and that's the whole goal.
Right. That's what you're striving for, is for that return business. If somebody has a good experience, they will come back. They, in turn, will tell other people mm-hmm. who will try it. I mean, and that's the, and I have always said, and my husband and I and our chef, who are all partners in this business, we have always felt that that's the best form of advertising that we can do. Is just, you have to get that person who's walked in to come back and tell other people that it was a good experience all the way around, and that's what you want. That's what you strive for.
I also think that, you know, let's say you go into, I'm just giving a restaurant as an example, and the food is pretty good, but if your wait staff is trained properly, even though maybe the food wasn't, you know, 100% mm-hmm. or whatever.
Oh,
if
yeah.
you had a good experience,
oh, absolutely.
And felt welcome,
yep.
you'll probably go back there again, even
absolutely.
If it wasn't the greatest meal you've ever had.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So it's very, very important.
Yeah.
Another thing I thought of is, you know, never judge a book by its cover. I think that I think that even if someone's, you know, dressed nice or maybe not so nice,
mm-hmm.
you don't know who that person is, what they've been through that day.
Right.
Maybe you should never be have any, you know, treat all customers the same.
That's right.
Not by their appearance and treat them all equally.
Yeah.
You never know who you're talking to.
that's completely true.
Or what happened to that person last night or that morning.
You know?
So you never know. So it's just, you open up a business. I'm just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You hire, you know, very competent wait staff. But if that can't be the end of the line.
Right.
The point is, if you own a small business or any kind of business, teach your, if you have to teach them yourself, because maybe they weren't ever taught at
right,
home
right.
or at Sunday school
That's,
or whatever,
yeah. mm-hmm.
How to treat the customer.
Yeah.
That is so important.
Yeah.
And
again, you can't take for granted that people will know how to do that. And actually, your point of you're saying that you never know who you're talking to, or you never know what people have been through that day. perfect example for us was recently with Hurricane Sandy. We have many people in our area who have weekend and summer homes that come from Jersey and Long Island. And we had several families come in who had been through horrible things. They came in and you could see they were upset, and they had just come up from a day or two with no heat and no gas. They had trouble getting
gas
up.
Rationing.
Yeah, and they might not have been in the best of moods, or they were just visibly upset. And you have to deal with things like that, and you have to understand what these poor people have been through. And you could see them sit down and just,
exhausted.
Yeah. Their kids are there, and they're, the kids are anxious, and you have to know, how to deal with things like that, and how to, be sympathetic and just try to be somewhat comforting and try to make their day just a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
When
those customers came in, did they tell you their circumstance, or did you kind of think that maybe they were coming up because their home was blown away? Or
most people when they come in, we sit them, we talk with people, and they just
told you.
Yeah, they just told us what they'd been through, and it was just terrible.
I guess the only fortunate thing is they have somewhere to go up here, where it's safe up here.
Yeah, those folks that, had homes or had relatives that they could come up,
mm-hmm.
and stay with,
mm-hmm.
It's just, it was, heartbreaking to see some of these poor families. And again, you have to know how to help them, basically, and how to help them get through it, and just give them a good meal and a good experience, and hope that things get better for them.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk a minute about, I know that you're in your company, you have they have to wear a set
uniform. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in other companies, they don't, mm-hmm. and that's also important, is how your employees look. Mm-hmm. This sounds so basic, but if you want your business to grow, you have to be in charge of this. You may have to teach them.
Oh yeah,
a lot of the manners, how to dress properly,
yeah. mm-hmm.
comb your hair. Every detail is so important in a small business.
It is, yeah, so, and regardless of what type of business you have. You want your employees to look good.
Even if they're making pizzas.
Right.
And talking with the customers, yep. coming in, picking up that pizza. It all matters.
Yep.
It all matters.
Yeah, it's a total picture.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Well, I sure have enjoyed having you today, Terry.
Well,
you're
thank
a wonderful
you.
Guest.
Well, thank you, Nan.
And I hope to have you on again.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.